I want to just say this, though, that when we are baptized into Christ, and the Bible says that we have put on Christ because we're baptized into Christ, we have a baptism coming up. Jolise is going to come into the, is it next week? Next Sunday, there's a baptism here. Tell your friends. Tell someone that doesn't know the Lord. When you believe in Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart, you get put into the water. And in this water, it represents this, that the old you dies and a new you rises up. In other words, you got a new engine when you come out of there. A new engine to live your life. You don't have to live by the old one anymore. Unfortunately, if it was that easy, we wouldn't be going through so many trials, would we? You see, trials are not to kill us. They're to bring us to submission of this new life in Christ. Trials are not to destroy us. They are to bring us into a place where we can experience the new us, raised from the dead with Christ. So, Jolise is going to come back up out of the water. But do you know this? If you're baptized into Jesus, and Jesus' name literally means the anointed one, then you were baptized to first receive the Holy Spirit. You are baptized. The first thing that the Lord Jesus gives to you is His Spirit. The first thing you will experience is His sonship. That's what will make you cry a few tears. That's what will give you burdens for the lost. That's what will make you ache when other people ache. It's because the Spirit of Christ has come into your heart. And He's starting to stir you up. And He's starting to give you a new tender heart that would love His way and love His people. You might say, well, how lovable are you guys? And I'll say, much more lovable with the Spirit of God in me. But you are lovable. But if I have a hard heart, I may not be able to love you at all. You see, there's a barrier. There's an old man. There's an old me. He needs to give way. He needs to submit. He needs to take the back seat. If he's trying to take the front seat, look to the new man in Christ and say, new man, can you do your job? Okay. And you'll talk to the old man and he'll go, get in the back seat. That's enough of that. Amen. Have you had enough of the old man lately? Is he harassing you and giving you a hard time? Don't worry. There's a new man in Christ, but he's got a new engine. And I want to tell you this. This engine is the Holy Ghost empowerment. It's His grace, it's His love, it's His power. Grace, love, power. The world can't give you this. Your life might be a failure, but it may not have been a setback. It might have been a setup. It could be a setup so that when you get to the waters of baptism, you can dive in and nothing will hold you back because you got nothing back there. People, the rich young ruler, like we've heard this morning, he went away sorrowful because he still had a life. Do you have a life? Give it up. If you don't have a life, just follow Jesus because you don't have a life. Let Him be your life because you don't have one. Did I already say that? That's why Jesus said the harlots and the prostitutes and the sinners and the tax collectors and the scum of society in Jesus' day are coming into the kingdom of God ahead of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Because they knew they didn't have a life. They knew they were the scum. They knew they didn't have a hope except for God. So don't fret when your face is in the mud. You have no hope. You do have a hope, but it is not you. It is only Him. Isaiah 11 says this about Jesus, verses 1 to 2. As we just consider once again that the Spirit that came upon Him without measure, This is about 800 years before Christ was born. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, or a root, or a branch rather, out of the root of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I just want to share something in my heart right now. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. The Hebrew means they shall exchange their strength. It's stronger. Not just a renewal, an exchange. Anybody need the Jesus Christ exchange program? You know what that means? You're too far gone for a makeover. Okay? You can go for your makeup over wherever, but when you walk out, you're not looking much better, Pastor. Have you tried it lately? I gave up a while ago. Because I realized my makeover, I'm so far gone, the makeover ain't going to cut it. So what do I need? The Jesus Exchange Program. Hallelujah. Woo! What, you mean there's such a thing, Pastor Sunil? Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be here today. You think I'm here because I'm good? No. But the Spirit of the Lord, He is my strength. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, He gives us counsel. He gives us might. Hallelujah. Jesus said, don't go leave Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Anybody want some power tonight? Open up your heart. I want to share about my little testimony about how I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and what that is. I'm going to share that in a minute. But really what it means is that you get some power from on high. Some electricity, a flow of the Holy Ghost that's going to come into you and it's going to flow through you to others too, but it's going to zap you. Zap you tonight even to give you new life and new hope. Hallelujah. Who would have believed that I believe in shock therapy? How could it be that I'm promoting that? ECTs or whatever they're called. But in Jesus Christ I am, because He gives us a new mind. He shocks us into new realities that we could never have just on our own. And Jesus said this, but verse 10 of this chapter is so telling. And in that day, there should be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek Him. And His resting place shall be glorious. Can I just stop here for a second and say this? Just leave that up there. This is why our church is here. Because we are Gentiles, and we've been seeking this root of Jesse, who's Jesus. And we're going to see that in a minute. He stands as a banner for us. You drive by the highway, Durham for Gospel, it's a church. It's Jesus Christ Church. Amen? Used to be a big picture of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Without Him, we can't do anything, folks. So He's a banner for us. And if you need Him tonight, He wants you to come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wait a second. You mean that rest in Matthew 11 is the rest of Isaiah 11:10? Sure. The Bible is in tremendous harmony with itself. We're the dumb ones that don't read it enough. Oops, shouldn't have said that. Take that one back. No, I want to bless you tonight with the truth, though, that's how good the Word is, that when Jesus said, come to me and you shall have rest, it was spoken of 700 years before. Awesome. Awesome. But I want to keep going. He is the root. And if you read Revelation, listen to what Jesus said at the end of the book of Revelation, almost the end of the whole Bible. Revelation 22:16. What did He say? I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. What does it say I am? Let's read this together. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Jesse was David's father, and he lived around 1000 BC, and he was like the first great king in Israel that did God's will, and God gave him a mighty promise that he'll put one of his descendants on his throne that will never leave. He'll reign forever. I don't have enough time to go through scripture, and I don't want that to be the point tonight, but you know, Jesus is the root of Jesse. He's the root of David, which means, I wrote it down here because sometimes these concepts get a little hard. I am the shoot. This is Jesus. I'm going to interpret Jesus. I am the shoot that grew out of the stump of Jesse and of David's line. In other words, Jesus is the descendant. He's the heir that was going to take over the throne of David. We heard that from Clayton tonight. You see, God already knew my message. I mean, Clayton doesn't normally do that right before my sermons. That's almost rude. But the Holy Ghost can do what he wants. We want a Spirit-led church. Hey, guess what? My sermon's about the Spirit. Wow. And so he shows up just to demonstrate a little bit that, yeah, you can trust him. You can have more of the Spirit. Well, I want to share one thing about, I was reading Acts, well, I was reading a book given to me by this girl. She saw a hunger in my eyes. I was about a year old in the Lord. She gives me, I'm at the locker in my high school. Sunil, I think the Lord wants me to give this to you. I'm like, okay. Don't think anything good or bad. I take it home. It was a book by Don Bashan, and it was about receiving the Holy Spirit. And I read it slowly. My hands were shaking a few times. I was in a room by myself. It wasn't a Benny Hinn crusade. There wasn't any lights going off. And he said, don't pray for the baptism of the Spirit until you know that it's for you. So I read it. I studied the scripture a bit. And I realized this is for me as I got to the end. So I literally put the book down at the very end. It didn't happen in a day. It was over a period of time. Went into the bathroom, turned the lights off, knelt down, and I prayed for the baptism of the Spirit. And I started hearing this strange sounds in my head. And the book just encouraged, just speak it out. Just yield to what the Spirit's doing. And I want to say this, there isn't any one way that God does things. But this was my way, and I'll be honest with you, I've hardly ever shared this my whole life. Strange, eh? Part of the reason, I don't know why I don't share it, but I just haven't. But I want to encourage you that, you know, here's what I want to say about it. It was the strangest tongues, and, you know, there's different kinds of tongues you get. What I mean by that is different languages. But I hadn't learned it before, and I was like a little baby stammering in it, but I felt a beautiful presence of the Lord. And I want to say this about it. I've grown in the baptism of the Spirit. I've grown in his manifestation. I've received many more kinds of tongues, and sometimes they're whatever. I'm not here to glorify that. I'm not here to talk about that. The point is, though, we serve an ever-expanding God. And what did that verse say? God gave the Spirit without measure to Jesus.